Bill Harris sits on a bench, his headphones in and his eyes closed. Trucks, taxis, and buses are whizzing and honking beneath the High Line Park along the west side of Manhattan. Just 3 weeks ago, Harris moved to the city from Brazil, and he says he finds the High Line peaceful but connected to the city.
It's very soothing, at least to me. And, you know, at the same time, you're still surrounded by buildings, which is kind of interesting and neat in its own way.
Down the tracks from Harris, near the bottom of the park, is the High Line Theater. It's made up of giant wooden stairs that lead to large glass windows overlooking the lights of 10th Avenue. Laura Anderson and Casey McGurl came to the High Line for their first date. Only McGurl didn't quite get there in time.
We were trying to make it before dark, but I think it's actually pretty phenomenal right now as well.
Night and day and dusk and dawn all offer different perspectives on the city and the park.
The view from the theater plays up the spectacle of the traffic below, says McGurl. But Anderson wishes the scene had a more human feel.
Yeah, well, we should be watching people. It should go on to like apartment buildings that we perpetually just get to watch what they're doing. But I guess that's kind of like reality television, which is terrible. So scratch that.
5 years ago, there was a competition to design the park. And McGurl, an architect, thought about entering Reclaim the High Line to make the old train tracks into a usable space. Ultimately, he didn't enter, but the work of the winner, Diller Scafidio and Renfro, has been a crowd pleaser.
It's a new type of park on a more linear fashion versus a node fashion where people come to congregate. This is more of a passageway, so could set precedents for future parks.
But the High Line isn't just a park. It's also a public art gallery. There's interactive art all along the walkway. Elena Rachkova, who's visiting from Russia, says she's been trying to figure out Richard Galpin's abstract photography viewing station for the last 10 minutes.
Maybe it's some kind of house or something like that. I tried to turn on my imagination, but it doesn't work today.
Rather than grapple with the art, Rachkova says she'd rather focus on her own photography.
I'm living in 10 days and I haven't got these pictures, so I decided just to make pictures to remember this place. I was here with my friend, and he's in France now, and I miss him, and we were there here.
It's dark now. The park closes at 10 p.m. in the summer and fall, and people are packing up their cameras and making late-night dinner plans in the city below. Two park workers are folding up chairs and locking them together so they'll be ready for tomorrow's visitors. Beside them, a long patch of grass sways in the wind. Julia Piper, Columbia Radio News.